Hey, what is going on, Wildlife X team? This is Michael here, and welcome to our second podcast, How to Remove a Dead Animal from Your Home. This is something new which we are doing. We have been requested by several people to start a podcast version of our blog and video series. For those of you who don't have time to watch the video or to read the blog post, but would like to listen to the audio while driving or doing whatever, so here it is, our podcast version of how to remove a dead animal from your home. So do you have a wildlife animal that died inside of your home? Today's podcast will help you remove it from your home as safe as possible. And of course, if you would like to call us for help, we would be happy to. Dial us in at 855-WILDLIFE. Again, that's 855-WILDLIFE. Or you can visit us at www.wildlifexteam.com. So first, if your home isn't properly sealed, then wildlife animals may attempt to sneak inside of it. This happens frequently in winter as animals search for a warmer place to stay in. However, it can also happen during the spring, summer, and fall. So inspect your home for cracks, holes, and other entrances wildlife animals could sneak in from. Make sure your chimney is sealed as well because we've found raccoons sneaking in there before. Even the tiniest of holes can prompt wildlife animals to enter. Many small rodents can shrink their body size, and others such as rats can chew the hole to become bigger. If they sense that they can get inside of it, they will be very persistent. And in fact, rodents such as rats are actually called rodents because of the Latin word rodere. I might be pronouncing that incorrectly, but this means to gnaw. So we quite literally, if there is a hole, you might find that rats have gnawed their way through the hole and made it bigger. This has happened quite often before, and we have videos of this actually happening. So, step one, handle the problem as soon as possible. If you think an animal has died inside of your home, this needs to be fixed immediately. The longer the wildlife animal lays, the larger the risk of disease spreading or an odor getting stuck inside of the home. Also, the dead wildlife animal can attract insects and other bacteria, which is not healthy for you, your home, your pets, your kids, etc. So step two, locating the animal. So if you've already located the dead animal, that's great. You can skip on to the next step. However, for a lot of you, you might just be suspecting, what if there's a dead animal inside of my home? Well, you know, what's this odor here? So if a bad smell or odor is inside of your home, it will be indicative that there's a dead animal inside of your home. If you can't easily locate the wildlife animal, then it could be stuck under the home, in ventilation, between the walls, in the attic, or in another hidden location. This is what very often happens. We'll find that rats or other rodents will chew in through some AC line or get in between the walls, and then they get trapped and unfortunately pass away. Also, remember, check outside of your home for possible entry points because this could help lead you to where that dead animal could be. Generally speaking, you should be able to follow the smell to locate the dead animal, but if the dead animal is between the walls or in another inaccessible location, you may need a specialist like us to safely remove it without damaging the home. However, if you're able to figure it out, then you can proceed to step three, which is disposing the animal safely. Once you've located the dead animal, it's important to stay as sanitary as possible as to prevent the spread of disease and bacteria. Grab a plastic or trash bag that doesn't have holes and won't leak should there be any fluids. And I know this sounds really gross, but very often there will be some fluids. Sometimes the dead animal will have urinated or defecated, or when you squeeze it, sometimes something will come out. Or, you know, this is really gross saying it, but just make sure that the bag you have doesn't have holes or can't leak, because trust me, this is going to make a big mess. So then what you're going to want to do is put on disposable gloves and make sure they're very, very thick. And you want to grab the dead animal using minimal contact and, of course, place it in the bag. Now, what you're going to want to do is research the local laws of your city, state, or country, because the rules of disposal could be different where you live. In most places, you should be able to throw the dead animal in the trash can. But in other cases, if it's a large wildlife animal, for example, you might actually have to call a specialist to pick it up for free. It's important to thoroughly wash yourself and your clothes after disposal and make sure the area contacted by the dead animal is clean, replaced, or removed. Basic cleaning solution such as bleach and water is usually fine. However, there are other great commercial cleaning solutions available as well. Just make sure you do your research and remove all fluids and remaining matter to stay as sanitary as possible. So this should be the safest and most effective way to remove a dead animal from your home. Again, the key points here are first to locate it if you are just suspecting, and then second to safely remove it, get rid of all the fluids, clean your clothes, clean everything, because dead animals is unfortunately how a lot of disease can spread. And once you've done that, if it's a larger animal, such as like a small dog or a wolf, I don't know how those would get in between the walls, but hypothetically speaking, if it's a larger animal, you might very well want to research the laws in your city, state, country, whatever. For most small animals, such as possums, raccoons, skunks, rats, mice, stuff like that, you should be able to just throw it away in the trash can. But again, quick disclaimer, we're not responsible if you throw it away in the trash and get in trouble. A quick Google search of your city, state, country, asking what to do if you find a dead animal should reveal the laws. So just make sure you're being lawful in everything you do. And again, sanitary disease is one of the biggest problems when it comes to dealing with dead creatures of any kind. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If dealing with dead creatures is not what you want to do, and trust me, it's not what I want to do at all. I am just the podcast and social media guy. I would not want to be out there doing this dead animal removal stuff. So I would be hiring Wildlife X Team. So again, you can call us at 855-WILDLIFE or visit us at wildlifexteam.com. Again, that's 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com. And our experts will get in there. They'll safely remove the creature. They'll make sure the area is sanitary and that this problem does not happen again by investigating your home and making sure that any holes or entrances are sealed up. So thank you so much for listening again. Have a fantastic day. And it's starting to be spring and summer, so it's warming up. So if you didn't have a dead animal pass away during the winter, now baby skunks, baby raccoons, etc. are going to start being born, because this is what they typically do in the spring, summer, and fall, is they like to reproduce. And winter is more of like a hideout, chilling out type of period. So if you're listening to this in February, I would start being more aware of this in March and April. February should be okay. And then kind of the summertime as well. Fall, usually not so much, but then when it starts to cool down in late fall, early winter, that's when you should be looking out again and making sure that no creatures are trying to use your home to stay warm. Thank you so much for watching / listening, and have a great day. Bye.
They're out there looking for a home, and they found one, yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. Wildlife X Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. Wildlife X Team has earned the top-rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.